From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The housing market is showing some signs of improvement today. The Commerce Department says construction of new homes rose at a faster-than-expected rate in January. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Housing starts rose at an annual rate of 591,000 in January. That was their highest level in 6 months and represents an increase of 2.8%. Construction of single-family homes rose by 1.5%. Housing starts were strongest in the Northeast, where they rose 10%. The stronger-than-expected numbers come at a time of stepped-up federal support for the housing market, including a tax credit for first-time home buyers. The government also said building permits, which are considered a good barometer of future housing activity, were down, but the drop followed several months of unusually steep increases. Meanwhile, the National Association of Home Builders said its index of builder sentiment rose this month after falling for the two preceding months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The president of Toyota says he will not testify before Congress about safety issues with Toyota cars. Lawmakers are to begin looking at Toyota's recent recalls in a hearing next week. There could be a fresh Toyota recall, this time for the popular Corolla. There have been complaints about problems with the power steering. That word comes after Toyota said yesterday that it is suspending operations at a couple of U.S. plants to deal with a buildup of inventory. Ford is eliminating the second shift at a Michigan assembly plant. It operates in cooperation with Mazda. The move affects about 900 jobs. Tracy Samuelson of Michigan Radio reports.
Ford spokeswoman Marcy Evans says the shift is being eliminated for efficiency's sake, not because of slumping sales. Mustang sales in January were up 61% from a year ago and up 14% for the Mazda 6. Evans says Ford has found it can build the same number of vehicles by just speeding up the remaining line.
And this all allows us to transfer workers to other locations where workers will be needed later in the year.
Those other locations include the Ford Chicago assembly plant, where 1,200 additional workers are being hired. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelson in Ann Arbor.
President Obama is receiving a White House report today showing that the $787 billion stimulus plan he signed last year created or saved 2 million jobs. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it's not a surprise that polls show Americans are not pleased with the plan.
We have gone through an economic trauma unlike anything that we've seen in this country since the late 1920s. I think that's a significant number.
Members of the administration are out today defending the program. President Obama is due to make remarks on it later this hour. Stocks are in positive territory in early trading. The Dow is up 39 points and NASDAQ up 6. This is NPR News. The Pakistani army is confirming for the first time that a key Afghan Taliban leader is in custody. Mullah Baradar is said to be providing useful intelligence that's being shared with the United States. Word of his capture came as U.S. forces spearhead a big offensive in the southern Afghan town of Marja, where Taliban fighters are apparently using human shields. American Lindsey Vonn begins her quest today for 5 Alpine medals at the Vancouver Olympics. First up is the downhill event in the mountains at Whistler. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Lindsey Vonn spent yesterday off her skis and out of her boots because a lingering shin injury is especially painful when she wears boots and skis. Still, she says she's ready to ski through pain. That's what she did Monday when she skied fastest in training runs. Vonn is the most hyped American athlete of the Vancouver Games, appearing on magazine covers, in the ads of Olympic sponsors, and in promotions for NBC's Olympic broadcasts. She's arguably the best ever American woman on skis, but she failed twice to win Olympic medals. 4 years ago in Torino, she suffered a violent crash during training. She skied then through the pain, finishing 8th in the downhill. There's plenty of tough competition in the race, including Maria Riesch of Germany and Anja Persson of Sweden. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is offering aid to earthquake-stricken Haiti and support for international relief efforts. Sarkozy arrived in Haiti today. His visit is the first by a French head of state to Haiti, which won independence from France in 1804 after a bloody slave revolt. French officials say Sarkozy will announce details of a French plan for reconstruction if Haitian officials agree. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.